Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are brought to you by our non-sponsor today, our favorite beer of the day, which is Sierra Nevada's Keller Weiss. We're not drinking Fireball, but we are drinking a beer.
He is. I'm not.
She's... Yes.
But, listen, we went out with friends yesterday, which was, what, Saturday night? Found I liked a new beer. Like, it trumped my favorite, which was Blue Moon. It is now Hop Slam. And they have this IPA with honey that is so delicious. And the best part is it's 10% alcohol by volume.
So it's a higher gravity, yeah. But the drawback is it's seasonal.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to try and go find it before it goes out.
Don't play with that. That's going to make shit fucked up. That's really great for the listeners' ears. Okay. So today is a little bit of a different podcast for you guys. We are going to drop several bombs on you.
They're not really bombs. Like, our podcast is about a relationship, so.
You're right. I'm wrong. Bombs. Bombs. Okay. Okay. You want to lead the way?
All right. So the first discussion point we want to talk about was our recent counseling session.
Last Saturday.
Yes. So we both see the same counselor, which love her. Okay. I love anything to help your mental health. So therapy is obviously a good choice for us. Mm-hmm. It's not for everyone, but I love it.
I think it should be for everyone. Everyone can benefit from it.
Yeah. I agree. But...
See? I just changed her mind.
It's not a medical opinion of ours, okay? If you want to do it, do it. If you don't do it, okay? But, so we see the same counselor, and we see her about twice a month for, like, a couple's session and then individual sessions. So, last Saturday was our individual sessions, and I got done with mine pretty quick.
Yeah, actually. Yours was only, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't have that many things to, like, discuss with her. But one of the main things that I did let her know was that I felt like... how do I say this? I felt like our pace of how we were doing things in the lifestyle was at an okay pace. Like, it was tolerable for me. Because at the beginning, I was having a lot of difficulties because it was just bombarding our lives with a lot. And it got me anxious. Like, it drew my anxiety way, way the fuck up. Not to the point where I started taking my medication, but to the point where it was, like, it was getting overwhelming. But I told our counselor that I felt like it was at a good pace right now. It's stable. It finally, like, normalized, which is great. So, yeah, that was one of the talking points that we discussed. And then I got done early, so it was Adam's turn. And he went in and talked about his stuff, which I'll let you talk, see if you want to talk about yours or, like, mention anything.
Ooh, okay, so...
I mean, you don't have to.
I know.
You can keep things private if you want.
I know. I just kind of talked about how I wasn't comfortable with it. In the direction we were going, just kind of felt like it just kind of felt like it was getting away from us. Like, it wasn't... Fuck, I don't know how to say it. It just kind of felt like we weren't honoring our relationship like we intended to. You know, like, some boundaries were being broken on both sides, and it just kind of felt like we were being consumed by the lifestyle without putting ourselves and our relationship first. Mm-hmm. And so I talked about that in the therapy session. And, like, it just kind of... The therapist really is the one that tied everything together for me. I just went in there and said, I'm in a bit of a funk. I don't know why. Normally I go in there and I make jokes, I crack jokes, I talk shit about how great Google is. And I wasn't doing any of that, so, you know, so after I got everything situated with our therapist, she brings Kelly in, and then we talked about it on the way home,
Wait. Okay, so he got done, and, like, we were still, like, under our time. We had, like, 30 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So she suggested, like, we both go in together and try to do, like, a mini couples therapy, which she said she felt like
we needed,
I guess. Cause
yeah, I think she said that, like, we were going down, like, we were spiraling out of control is what she said.
We just had different views, I guess. Like, yours was negative and mine was, like, like, neutral. And so I went in there, I sat down, I told my therapist.
My therapist. You country bumpkin.
No, I told Adam what I talked about in my therapy session, which was just, like, him going to bed early, honestly, and not staying up till, like, 3 a.m. to talk to me while I'm at work. And just, like, I need to let him know when I need to vent, and I don't need him to fix things all the time. I just want you to just listen to me.
As she looks at me with frustration.
He's gotten better at it. And the last thing I said was I felt like I was at a good point in our lifestyle endeavors because it was just, like, not overwhelming. It was just, like, just enough to keep me occupied and not, like, be totally, like, bombarded with messages and dates and all this types of stuff. But then Adam, like, lays, like, this, like, drops. It was a pretty big bomb because I was just, like, surprised by it all. He told me that he felt like we were growing apart. And it took me, like, a couple seconds to, like, process that. And, like, when people tell me things, like, new, surprising, overwhelming things, it takes me, like, a couple hours to, like, process it in my head. Like, I can't just, like, take it in and, like, give you something back. Like, it takes me a while to, like, think about it, like, stew in it, make sure, like, I understand what I'm feeling at the moment, and then talk about it. That's how I process things personally. So when Adam, like, told me that and started telling me about, like, he felt like the lifestyle was, like, overtaking our lives, I felt like I needed some time to think about that. And which was, like, because it was completely different from my viewpoint. I thought we were at an okay place with the lifestyle stuff. And he felt like the complete opposite. So that kind of took me by surprise, and I needed time to, like, process all that stuff.
Which is strange, because when we started out, like, I'm the one that was obsessive with it.
Yeah, you were so obsessed.
And then, like, I kind of slowly kind of came kind of out of the obsession and kind of started focusing more on our relationship, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
Why did you start focusing more on our relationship? Did you feel threatened? Jealous?
No, I think I just started noticing things.
Like,
for example, we said, am I going to get specific here?
Yeah, I'll give an example.
So, as you take your shirt off to distract
me. I'm getting hot.
You're sexy. Anyway, so I started noticing things, like boundaries being broken. For example, we said the lifestyle was not going to be thought about, talked about in our bed as we're going to bed. And, you know, you were doing that in our bed while we were going to sleep. And normally, like, even the night before therapy, this is specific, you know, you were, instead of cuddling, you were on your phone, mm-hmm. doing lifestyle stuff. And so it was just kind of like that one, and then I think you had sent, like, we had agreed that you wouldn't send certain pictures to certain types of pictures to mm-hmm. to anyone but me.
Yeah.
And you did. And your response was something along the lines of I wasn't thinking or whatever, but to me that wasn't the first time that I heard that excuse from you.
Yeah, that was, like, the second time, okay?
And then there was you call people that you try to sell your panties to, you call them baby, uh-huh. and you call me babe.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be called baby ever. And you have done that several times. And
By accident.
It's one letter off. I understand.
Okay.
But it's just kind of one of those things where it kept popping up. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
And I'm sure that I've done things that went outside of our boundaries. So, but it's just, I started noticing things and it just started adding up and they just started ticking and ticking and ticking. And then, so yeah, that's why I got to feel that way, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like our relationship wasn't 100% being respected the way that I felt that it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, I did not feel this way at all, obviously, because it took me by surprise. And, I don't know, like, I felt like I love Adam. He is the best person I have ever met in my entire life. Up to now, because I might meet some cool people.
Did you lock Sydney out of the...
No, I didn't close the bathroom door. Anyways, so, but, like, all I know is Adam. Like, I don't hang out with any other people. Like, he
Same here.
I is don't... my, like, entire life. And I feel like when you hang out with someone all the time, you kind of get tired of them and you need, like, your own space. So, I felt like our relationship was at a good place because all I do when I'm off is hang out with you. Okay? Like, we talk and text and call each other constantly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, like, sometimes I have a difficult time, like, separating, like, when we're together. If is that, like, quality time? Is that just, like, us being together? Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we kind of talked about how we need to get more defined with our time. Like,
yeah.
For example, like, you know, there was one of our early boundaries that we set was when to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that was don't talk about it over dinner, mm-hmm. when we first get home, in our bed, when we're going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was, like, one more, like, when we were doing stuff together. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, quality time. And so, now it's just kind of like we need to be a little more strict on that.
I don't like that word strict. I think just clear, like, what things we should do during what time.
Right.
And, like, what's, yeah. So, anyways, that came out at our little mini couples counseling, and I went home, and I needed space. Like, I need time to process things and, like, absorb and, like, think about them. And during that little meeting, Adam was saying that, like, my Twitter was consuming my life and how these guys would message me and I would take, like, what they were telling me, like, to be completely true, which I did, let me be honest. Like, they would tell me I was pretty and, like, hot and things like that, and I would take that, like, to a higher value than when Adam would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the main thing I was trying to process. Because he told me that during a little meeting. And he was right. That's one of the main reasons I deleted all my social media back in my early 20s. Like, because I can't handle it, honestly. I don't handle social media at all.
Well, yeah. But the thing for me on that was, again, like, when I would tell you how I see you, you know, like, right now, I think I'm staring right at your face and all I see is perfection. But when someone else would tell you, if I were to tell you that, you would kind of shrug it off. But when someone over your Twitter or your panty dealing would tell you that, you'd be like, oh, I'm so, you know, like, you would get all giddy about it. And,
yeah.
And
because I feel like you're biased. Like, you know me and you tell me these things a lot. Which I'm grateful for. Like, I understand how some people don't get that told to them a lot. But, like, I feel like it's biased. Because I'm your perfect match. So, you see me how you want to see me. Not, like, how other people see me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But, like, I feel like it's biased. Like, it's a biased opinion.
But, like, don't you feel that how I tell you you look should outweigh what some random person...
It should, but it doesn't in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm working on it. Okay? I go to therapy. And this stems from, like, my mother telling me how, like, ugly and gross and fat I used to look back in my childhood, all the way up until high school, honestly. So it's going to take a while to, like, fix all those years of a parent who is supposed to be, like, your like, model, role model, telling you that, like, you look gross and disgusting, and you believe them because they're your parent. That's, like, 20-plus years of, like, my mom telling me that. So it's gonna take more than, like, 6 months of therapy to fix that.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of, for me, like, I feel like mine should outweigh regardless. You know? Like, sure, those guys want to buy your panties and watch your vids and stuff like that, and that's totally fine. I respect that, you know? Like, I'm a panty sniffer, too. There's nothing wrong with it, you know? It is what it is, and, you know, but it's just kind of, you know, I definitely feel like I should outweigh anyone's opinion of you.
You should. It should. I know, I completely agree with that, but...
And it kind of hurts, like, that you would listen to other people, but you wouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Like, flip it. If I never believed you when you said, Adam, you look cute, or you look sexy, or whatever, and then, like, some random girl, Adam, you look sexy, oh, it means so much to me coming from you. You know?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a shitty feeling, isn't
it? It is a shitty feeling, and I'm trying to work on it, okay?
I know.
Okay.
I'm not, like...
It feels like you're attacking me.
I'm not trying to come across that way, I'm just trying to explain...
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Te amo. I said in Spanish, and you said in English, and you're this Hispanic here.
Whatever.
Okay, so, you want to keep going with this? What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, so anyways, it takes me a while to process things like that. That afternoon, I took a nap in our spare bedroom, and I just needed to, like, process things, and it was overwhelming. Like, I cried. And then I went into the living room and, like, cuddled Adam because I was sorry.
Yeah, damn right. Well, that you cuddled me, not that you were
young. Yeah, so we're working on it. Our relationship is always first. Speaking of which, so we have some amazing friends that we met at a bar on New Year's.
At a swingers bar.
Yes, you don't have to say that, but.
Well, it is. Anyway, are you going to kind of drop a little preview, or are you going to...
What do you mean a preview?
Oh, we're going to talk about...
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we have some friends that we met at a bar. They know who they are, because they listen.
They do. Shout out to... What is it? What's my nickname for her? Fuck.
Non-babe.
Yeah, non-babe. Yeah, because I call Kelly babe, and I call her non-babe.
So, these are, like, a couple that we met, and we became friends with them first, and we've, since then had relationships, like, sexual relationships with them, and...
Great people.
Yeah, also amazing people.
Same sense of humor as me. What can I say? I like a guy like that. He's cool as shit.
So, yeah, and we're kind of rocking the friends with benefits type thing with them, but more so friends, because they are, like... awesome, cool, amazing people.
Yeah, we see a lot of ourselves in them.
Exactly. And that's probably why we like them so much. But, and
they might be down for an interview. Actually, I think they are down for an interview, yeah, but we'll reconfirm with them on that.
Yeah. So, anyways, so we hung out with them last night, and we played board games.
We did, yes. And you were the only one that did not win a game of Uno.
Yeah.
We played four times. One of them went on for, like, an hour and a half, it felt like.
Yeah.
And you still didn't win.
Yeah. So, we have previously discussed with them, like, that we want to be friends first and have benefits, air quotes, second. So, we, like, schedule a dick appointment with them next Saturday, I think, yeah? That's when it was supposed to be, but, like, since all of this has happened with, like, our therapy and, like, we want to focus on our personal relationship with each other a bit more, we kind of want to take a step back from all the lifestyle stuff.
At least for a bit.
Yeah, you know, for a bit, like.
Yeah.
Like, for some people, this is, like, part of their lives.
Yeah, and mad respect to you guys. If that's what you prefer and want to do, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm all about it. But for us,
I feel like this might be every once in a while type of thing for us. Like, it's not going to be, like, every day, all the time, we're thinking about it. Like, it'll be, like, something that we do every few months or,
yeah, because, like, it's just kind of, we don't need to be as consumed by it as we were. And I understand that it was new and it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was an exciting, what, November to February, so 3 months of being pretty heavy into it and stuff. And we had a lot of fun, and yeah. I'm sure that we will continue to have a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, we need to put our relationship first. And if taking it slow, despacito, if you will, with the lifestyle, then, you know, if that's what it takes to put our relationship first, then I feel like that shouldn't even be a hesitation.
Yeah, and we told our friends this, our amazing couple friend.
And listen to their fucking response. It was just so, like, we understand, and at the same time, it was something along the lines of, that's why we said friends first.
Yeah.
You know, and just complete support, which I was a little nervous about before we even sent the message.
Really?
Not gonna lie. Yeah, I was a little nervous. I didn't know how they'd react, because I didn't want them to think that it was them. You know, I didn't want them to think that we weren't interested in them or attracted to them, because we are. I think they're both pretty hot, you know, and not only that, but, like, we just see ourselves in them, and not that I'm into myself, but, like, personality-wise, you know, and I like that.
Yeah.
Me and him, we say the same jokes. Can I say? It's fun.
No, I knew they'd be understanding, because they are really great people.
Well, you've hung out with them a lot more. Well,
what do you mean? We've hung out with them the same.
No, I mean, like, her. You've hung out with her on the side.
On the side.
And
we just went shopping.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, you bonded.
Yeah, we did bond.
Me and him have not done that yet.
Really?
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
If you're listening, well, fuck, I'll just send you a message.
Yeah. Adam needs more friends.
That's another thing, is, like, in our relationship, like, you need to learn. And we've discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
We both need to learn a better way for you to take your alone time. Because, like,
I feel like you need alone time, too. This is not just, like, a me
oh,
thing.
Oh, girl, I know. Okay. I know. Remember?
I told my therapist this, too. Like, you need friends.
I do need friends. Without benefits. You know?
I know how to take my alone time. Okay? I just need to tell you.
Yeah, you just don't know how to tell me.
Yeah, I just don't know how to tell you, because I feel bad. Because you always want to hang out with me, because I'm so
I
cool.
Do, but then, like, when you invite me, and then you're like, I need alone time, it's kind of like mixed signals here,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know.
So,
but yeah, that's just a little update on what's going on.
And in the future, we'll still continue to do podcasts. We're just kind of, you know, but at the same time, our podcast isn't just about swinging and the lifestyle. It's about our relationship. Although we've made it very swingerish in the last several episodes, if you will, but, you know, it's called The Naked Relationship, and we're here to bring you the naked truth of our relationship. You know? Am I missing anything?
The Naked Truth.
Yeah, probably should have named it that. But that, yeah, one's probably already been taken.
No, I was thinking, like, is there a show called The Naked Truth? No, but it's Naked and Afraid, where they're naked in the wilderness.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. They're not a sponsor of ours.
No.
Although they should be. No, I'm kidding. There's no correlation between us and them.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in the next episode. Actually, we won't. We'll just hear us. We won't see you.
Do you want to try to live up to Chris and Karen's social media shout-out that they were doing?
Oh.
The greatness of it? Chris would say one platform, and then she would say another one, and they
got
it perfect?
I don't know none of our platforms, guys. Listen, Adam does all the back work. Adam does. I just lend my voice.
Well, to be fair, I work in that field,
exactly,
so it's very easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it might not be.
I'm medical.
Medical. Anyway, okay, guys, so you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. And then our email is... Yes, I will include that in the bio. So, I fucked it up so many times. I think it's The Naked Relationship Podcast, but don't quote me on that one. So,
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com, because we love Google. I heart Google. Speaking of which, Kelly got a new Google Pixel 3.
Okay, this outro needs to be done.
All right, fine. All right, well, Let us know what you think, you know, and hopefully you guys are supportive. We love y'all. Kelly does too. So does our beautiful pup, Sydney. Adios, amigas.